Gavach, we are up to Daf Lama Dalad, Parakavi, and Damai. This shouldn't take too long. Lama Dalad, Lama Hay is the goal tonight. First, we'll start Lama Dalad. Yontav Shusam of Lashalas, Mim Lefino Bein Lacharel. So, if you have, this is obvious the problem. You go ahead and you have two days back to back, Shabbos and Yontav. And let's suppose you had asked the Am Haaretz whether this has had Maestras taken from it or not on that Shabbos. And he said it was. Then we said, in Mas Shabbos, you believe him. So the question is, well, will that work for the next day if the next day is Yom Tov? In other words, do you say, since you believe for Shabbos, so you should believe him for the next day also? Why not? Once you believe him, it seems to be logical. So it says over here, regardless when the Yom Tov falls out, so there's a machlokes whether Yom Tov and Shabbos is considered one kedusha, or whether it's shtei kedushas. So if you hold this one kedusha, so eichel, you could certainly eat, because since it's one kedusha, so the edus of the Am Haaretz is good enough for the whole kedusha of the Yom Tov and the Shabbos. But if you hold it's two kedushas, then maybe, I know eichel, you would not be able to eat it on the alternate day, because the pshat is, even though there's no possibility for anything to have changed, but the fact is, when Chazal were masakin the Nemonis, it was only for one Kedusha. And so therefore, it's not going to work otherwise. It's kind of like a loy plug type thing. I mean, svar, there's really, it's very difficult to understand why this should be make a difference, whether it's Shnei Kedusha or Kedusha Achas. Let's just learn that it's a loy plug, because it's one Kedusha. Freelamon Yomer Shnei Kedusha saying Oichel, Shlainir al Aser bin time. The Gemara says it's not true. Even if you hold the Shnei Kedushas, it's no opportunity to take Maestras in between the Shabbos and the Yom Tov. So if you had Shabbos and then Sunday and then Monday was the first day Yom Tov Hashteitzach, it wouldn't work, because you had the opportunity to take Maestras on Sunday. But here, you didn't have any opportunity. And therefore, one Eidos is good enough for all the days. For Tony Kane, there's a Bryce as well. Shol b'Yom Tov Eichel b'Shabbos, the person who asked him on Yom Tov. Let's say he asked him on Friday, which was Yom Tov, and he told him it was Mu'usar, so he could eat it even on Shabbos. Vice versa, if he asked him on Shabbos and Sunday was Yom Tov, Eichel b'Yom Tov, you can continue to eat it on Yom Tov. Reb Yonah b'Shem Reb Zeira. Any question?
That
yeah.
Seems like it's a bigger fish, this ratio over here of Shol b'Yom Tov, because that's happening on Yom Tov, and there is no Amos Shabbos. We only say Amos Shabbos.
Well, yeah, apparently they're extending the Amos to Yom Tov as well. That was inherent in the question to begin with. So, yeah.
Page
are you?
34A1. Good.
I'm glad
somebody knows.
We're on 34A2 now. Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Rabzeira, Tifta of Parish and Ismael Chadayt Elim Meir Shabbos. Now, this.
On Shabbos.
What?
The fact that you can't be Masakin this on Shabbos doesn't play
roles. That's the whole reason why there's a Heter. No, no assumption. The assumption that he'll tell you the truth when you asked him is because of the Emes Shabbos. That's all it is. If he tells you that he did the Maestras, then you can believe him because, but you're right, he will have done the Maestras, but not because of Emes Shabbos. He did the Emes
Shabbos. But it's not good for Motzei Shabbos.
It's not good for Motzei Shabbos either.
Shabbos, you have to be Maestro.
Yeah.
Because even though if you ate it on Shabbos, there's Emes, which is a huge
Chiddush. Yeah. Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Rab Zeira. So this makes sense if what we're talking about food which you were relying on for Shabbos. You had plans to partake of this food which you got from the Am Haaretz. You were going to use that for your Seudos. But if, let's suppose you had no intention of eating these Peres on Shabbos. You had other food prepared for your meals. So lo b'da, then that the whole thing, the whole ruling that you ask him, you can't ask him. You can't just ask a willy-nilly, an Amaris question for the payers. There's no heter. In other words, even though before we just said in the previous stuff that if you had other payers, kiyotz in behen, we said you had oranges already. Now you're asking him for other oranges. We said that you're allowed to do because mayin nuvanim taku, that was the whole discussion we had. But there, at least you had plans to eat oranges. But here we're talking about he had no plans to eat anything. It was like totally separate, off to the side, no interest at all. In that case, the Gemara says, you would not have a heter. Amar Rab Mona, so that was Rab Yoina quoting Rab Zeira. So
if you took part of it.
What?
If you took part of what he gave you.
if you took part of what?
Whether you bought a gallon of stuff from him.
Yeah.
And you used.
Yeah, yeah, that's good enough. Yeah, if you're using part of it, so yeah. then you're allowed to ask him about the whole thing. Obviously, If you did ask him about the whole thing, you can eat. Of course, you can eat the whole thing. Sure. We had one case where you only asked him about part of it. There you have to ask him about the other part. That's what we said the last time. Yeah, Amar Rav Mana, mi lehon de Rabbanon mesayin Rav Yoina, Abba. This Rav Mana is Rav Yoina's son. Notice how he calls his father by his first name, Rav Yoina Abba. They point out, the place can point out, that although you're not supposed to call your father by his first name, but if you have a title of Abba, so he gives him as a hedger. That's a footnote. 13, is it?
Nobody says that's the second name.
Yeah, it says the title Abba is permissible. Yeah. Okay. So the sina come on. Hamadras Havero Shiyachal Hetzlo. So here's like this. Here's the case. The person says, let's say I want Shamsi to eat by me. Very badly. And I say, Shamsi, if you don't accept my invitation, you're also an om peris in my house. You can't eat them. So I'm like twisting his hand. He better listen to my invitation and accept it. Otherwise, he'll become also. That's called madiras kaveiroi shayyachalaslai. I'm making a neder to force him to be able to eat by me. That's the way some Rishonim explain it. In other words, madir really means neder. Others learn it's just an expression that really means a shvuah. Well, let's leave it alone. The pashup shot is the way I said it. For who in a mamino el hamaisus, and I don't trust Shamsi for maisus, obviously. The first Shabbos that Shamsi tells me that the food is gemeisert, that it was taken meiser from him, I can believe him. But on the second Shabbos, I can no longer do that. Let's see, 17, does he have some note over here?
The bottom explains that.
Yeah, Sheva Brachos.
The Chaver, well, that's coming up. We haven't said that yet.
Oh.
Hold on a second. Well, the Chaver may accept the Am Haaretz invitation, rely on his testimony the first Shabbos, but not on the second, subsequent Shabbos. Now we're going to say why. Reb Yanei, Reb Yishmael, B'shem Reb Yechanan, B'Shabbos shel prot gamya, hitum ne'eva. Now we're talking about where it was a Shabbos, Shavu Brachos, like you just said, and therefore, because if I would not participate in your daughter's Shavu Brachos, or son's Shavu Brachos, whatever the case may be, it would create Eva. So there's a special heter to allow me, right? In other words, I can rely on your testimony. It's not a blanket heter without testimony. I still need to get testimony from you, right? But what does it say over here? Our Mishnah, in contrast, allows the buyer to rely on the testimony of Amaretz on any Shabbos day, even when there is no concern for animosity. So what's the difference between the two Mishnayos? So that's the question, right? Our Mishnah said, whenever you have, in other words, we're setting up statements over here, and then we're going to have to, it doesn't seem to jive with what we've already said. We've established so far that whenever you buy an Am Haaretz, there's food on any Shabbos, any week of the year, that I can ask him whether it had tithes taken or not, and we believe him. Amos Shabbos Olav. Over here, it says that it's because it's a Shabbos Sheva Brachos, and therefore I believe him that first Shabbos, but the subsequent Shabbos.
Don't do it. That's
why? What happens the second Shabbos? Why isn't there Amos Shabbos the second Shabbos? I should believe him also. We're at the top still.
Okay. The second Shabbos, you can come up with some Bubba Meisa why you couldn't make it. But the first one, he's really pushing you, so you can't push him off 2 weeks in a row.
Okay.
Number 18 on the bottom is very interesting.
Yeah.
So what does he say in 18?
But what the word means. What
prat?
Gamya.
Gamya, yes. He says prat is what first? Proto is first, and gamo is celebration, so it's the first celebration. Rabbi Yochanan explains the first Shabbos refers to the first Shabbos after the wedding. Okay, the rabbi is allowed the chaver to join the celebration because it would cause animosity. That's what we just said. A subsequent Shabbosim, though, even if the celebration continues, which it continued for a month, or sometimes it continued for a year, the presence of the chaver is not as important. It's no longer Eva. So they didn't allow him to. They didn't allow him to rely. Now the question is, of course, how is that different than our Mishnah? So the Gemara explains the difference. B'Shabbos shall prut gam yo lo b'per shenis kmadayt aleihem erev Shabbos. There we're not talking about food that you were relying on erev Shabbos, right? Because Shabbos is going to have all the food. There's no food that I am prepared, that I have prepared for myself. So Layamar Neyeva, so therefore they allowed me to rely on his testimony, even though his food is not something that I set up to rely myself on. I'm sorry, we were locked out, so I switched over here. I can switch over.
No, you're already sitting here.
Well, you can take classroom one.
Open
if you want.
What?
I opened it. I unlocked it.
He unlocked it.
Okay, fine. All right.
Sorry. I forgot about that they have things.
Is there a shear or just those?
They get Daf Yomi.
Oh.
Yeah, this is his place. I'm not supposed to be here.
Okay.
So Loyamar Elpne Ava. So it's only because of Ava.
Bigger room than that somewhere.
So let's move over. We're moving over.
Okay. No. Do not move.
Don't argue with me. We're gonna switch over.
It's been a pleasure.
Okay, we'll continue now that we're in our place. Okay, so again, so in that shop, in the case of the Shabbos of the wedding, he was not dealing with the produce that the invitee had relied upon. So loyomer and they avos, and that's why it's allowed. Our Mishnah, on the other hand, is talking about food where you were relying on that food, and that's exactly what Reb Zeira said. But there's a distinction between whether it's food you relied on or not. So that's the whole raya. Okay? Now, we're on the bays. Okay? Now, 34b. Shalom Shabbos Rishonim. If he asked him the first Shabbos, and he said the produce was gemeiser, right? So, I bought a bushel of apples. I asked him, did you take meisers? He says, yeah, I took meisers, and I can go ahead and I can eat from the bushel. Of course, I didn't eat a whole bushel of apples that Shabbos. I ate 10 of the apples. Now comes the next Shabbos. Do I ask him again? Right? Shabbos Hashni, Alo Yochal Atri Aser, or Atri Shaleno, it says over here. You still can't, right, unless you ask him again or take Mitzvahs on the previous week, right?
It's the same food he got. The
same food.
So why didn't you take it all week?
Exactly. He should have taken it during the week. But let's suppose he forgot, okay? But if he forgot, and he remembers on Shabbos to ask, he has to ask him again.
He had a training. What would be the advantage of taking food all week?
Taking maestros. Oh, look
you
at that.
Did you say before that it only applies to the first Shabbos, not the second Shabbos?
No. That was where we were talking about. Again, we're switching back. We're no longer talking about the Pergamatria anymore. We're not talking about the Shabbos Shavuot thing. Well, now we're talking about Stam, the din of the Mishnah, right? Let's assume that we're still talking about that. So, the Shabbos, the second week, Veloy Kfar Shalos, the Gemara asked, didn't you already ask him about it? So what's the point of asking him again? The Gemara is really asking a deeper question. The Amar Aretz is going to say to himself, look, what a choice do I have? I told him last week that I took the maestros. Do I have a choice to say I didn't take the maestros the second week? Obviously, that's not an option. That means I'm admitting that I lied last week. That's not going to happen. Okay, so that's really the Gemara's question.
What's the value of asking him?
Like Kfar Shalai? That's the question. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Yoina, Tamon Bahu Deshala Nafshei." That's where the first week I asked myself. The second week, what we'll have is I'll have Shabbos you'll go and ask for me. I see, Shabbos, do me a favor, and you ask the Amhar, it's for me. That way it's not coming from me, and maybe to you he'll, you know, because you have your way with, you know, talking to people, right? Taman Rahu Deshal Nafshei, Bram Hocha Bahu Deshal Churon Allah, it'll be someone else asks it for him, right? Six. You should have someone else ask the Amhar on the second Sabbath, so that the Amoritz will feel free to tell the truth without having the fear that he's revealing himself as a liar. Okay, that's the way it works. Now, Rabbi Yonah Boy, Mar Sheyish Olenu, Derech HaKaloson. What's the rule with asking him in an indirect manner? This is almost like, you know, Remiza by a guy to do Malacha for you on Shabbos. So here also, maybe there's a way to ask the Am HaOretz derech remiza. Okay? Now, this is really, the Am HaOretz might become annoyed if he feels that he's suspected of wrongdoing, and he'll angrily deny the accusation. So maybe, if you have a question the second week, I guess this is, rather you should ask him an indirect manner by suggesting an excuse that would allow him to admit that he unintentionally forgot the produce. Now, the Gemara is going to say the example. The Gemara is going to say like this. Rabbi Yonah had the following incident. Rabbi Yonah zavon chite min devar kakulo. He bought wheat from this villager. And he forgot to take mitzvahs before Shabbos. So he went out to him. He says to him, it's not that I suspect you of not taking mitzvahs. Cholila, I know you're from Yid, you know, even though you daven in the other shul, but I still trust you implicitly. It'll begin the zvinas minochitim, but I remember when I bought the wheat from you, chamis uchlusa ka'aloch, I saw a large crowd of people surrounding you, and they were, you know, it was pretty busy over there, and I thought,
handling,
you know, whatever, you were very busy, maybe you forgot. Maybe, that's what I'm asking you. I know, of course, normally if you've been quiet, for sure you would have taken. But in this case, I just want to know, make sure, you know. So, Dilma down Chisei Masakna. Masakna in Havyan, is it indeed rectified? Oh. So, we're now on Lamed Hayim and Aleph. I'll just read the top line first. Mata'an Mechaska Aloi. So he went ahead and he pleaded very strongly with him. Are you certain? Are you sure? I just want to... So the villager finally said to him, Ma'ano chashadli, why should I make myself suspect by my continuing denial? And he admitted that the produce, in fact, was not gemeisert. So this is Rabbi Yonah behaving in this way.